I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else. Or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Bird Show.
All right, you guys ready for a plot twist?
Plot twist.
All right, first you're going to hear a story of things going wrong, 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 and then plot twist. Hey, Autumn, good morning. Or not.
Oh. There it is. There's your plot twist.
There's nobody on the phone lined up ready to go.
Damn.
See, Tommy, you jinxed it because you were like, all right, everybody, get your headphones on because you wanted to hear us to hear Bert go, and then he goes, and Autumn's lined up, ready to go. She's going to be great.
It's now, a pretty big buildup, right?
Yeah. Yep.
We already know the story because we've read the email, but man, what a night.
She's
what
ready.
A complete night. Hey, Autumn.
Hey, I don't know what happened, but good morning.
Good morning. It's all good. So tell us about this awful date and how the whole thing ends. Go for it.
Well, the thing that's heartbreaking is that it wasn't an awful date at the beginning. Me and this dude, we went out to lunch and the date was amazing. I mean, he was everything I would have wanted in a guy. Liberal, feminist. He believes in gay rights. He said he was an exec for Amazon Corporate. I mean, pitter patter. I was ready. So we had two drinks at this restaurant. I told him that I made better cosmos than the restaurant. And I was like, you are coming home with me. So we come back to my place. I make us each two cosmos. And he told me he was not a lightweight. And he lied.
Yeah, for those of us that pour in our own house, that's a challenge right there.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Uh-huh.
So we moved to the bedroom. We were trying to play the piano. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't even get up to the bench, you know?
Literally, okay.
I was doing all I could to play the piano and he was sloppy on the floor. So,
bless his heart.
At one point, I know, sweet thing. Okay. So at one point he's in the bathroom for like an hour. I fell asleep. I got a little cold. So I got under the sheets. I woke up confused. I thought, did I miss the date? And then I look at the time. I realize he's in my bathroom. I checked on him twice and each time he said he was fine. He comes back to bed. He continues to try to play the piano. So he's kissing on me. That's important to know. He's kissing on me. He's doing all this stuff. Finally, our time ends and I have to get ready to go to an event. I walk in my bathroom and this man had thrown up all over my bathroom.
Oh, God. And he didn't clean up his own yak?
Oh, no, he tried to. He used every single one of my towels to try to clean it up. And it was piled in my tub. One important note, he had a Philly cheesesteak for lunch.
Okay.
With a mushroom chunk.
All right. Yeah, Tommy was right. You're a little too good on the radio.
So, you know, I tried washing the towels. I made him try to clean up his own mess, which he didn't. The important part is he did continue kissing on me after he threw up.
So,
ew! So, that sounds like a great.
I didn't know.
Yeah, when you said he came out of the bathroom and then tried going in a second time, now knowing this information, and that he's at somebody else's house, so he's not able to brush his teeth, that's disgusting.
Right. Did I have this right? Did I miss?
He used my toothbrush.
Did she say that he was? Did you say that he accidentally peed on you, or did I get that twisted?
No, he did not.
Where'd you pull that from?
What show are you listening to?
Some people are into that, Bert.
I thought she said he pissed on me.
Kissed.
He what?
Kissed.
Oh, kissed.
Jeez.
What a night. Okay.
Kissed with a K.
Okay. My bad. Okay.
Is that the plot twist you were talking about?
That's not, we're not even there yet. All right, go ahead.
So he did not tell me. So when I walked in, I said, what the hell happened? And he said, oops. And then I asked why he didn't tell me. He said he forgot. I don't know how that's possible. And I checked on him twice. Yeah, he didn't forget. So we leave. He does have the audacity to ask when we can see each other again. I also somehow got strep 2 days later. Weird how that happened. But then one of my girlfriends says, you know, you should ask him to give you money so you can replace your towels and your shower curtain.
Fair.
I was like, that's wise. I text him. He blocked me. I messaged him on Snap. He blocked me. So I found his number via Venmo and it came up as his contact for me. I was like, okay, there he is, Joe Schmo. And I send it off and it says, sent to not Joe Schmo. I was like, what? And I go to check his Venmo page and it is him with a completely different name. And his profile picture is him kissing another woman. When he told me he was single and looking for a relationship. So I turned on FBI mode hard. And one of my girlfriends, she is more of an FBI agent than I am. So I reached out to her and she loved it. She was eating this up. So we found his Instagram, which he'd already blocked me on, so I couldn't see, but his bio said hubby with a wedding ring next to
him. Shut up, Autumn.
Yeah. And, I mean, he's just hubby everything, but he had given me a completely different identity, a completely different job. He's not an exec with Amazon. He's a low-level actor who played on some TV show that nobody knows about.
What in the world?
And it was for Amazon.
Wow.
So the advice part that I need, because right now I am on the hunt to find the wife. We have potentially found the wife, and I did message that woman on Instagram, but because her profile is private and we have no mutuals, I think it's sitting in her hidden request. But like, do I do a texting tutor? I don't have her information. I figure Tommy somehow has everyone's information in the world. Do I just leave it in the Instagram hidden request and just hope she sees it one day? Like,
so you are determined to get this info to her. Okay.
I am.
So we can't even talk you out of that.
Well, you could talk me out of it.
No, we can't. We know you too well at this point.
Did you look her up on Venmo? Because the best part would be if you could find her on Venmo and you send a Venmo request to replace the towels that her husband destroyed at your house.
That's good.
I mean, the thing is, we're like 95% sure it's her husband. Or that she's the wife. So I don't want to like request funds from someone where I'm not 100% sure it's her.
So, Cassie, can she put, instead of, you said you DM'd her on Instagram?
I did DM her on Instagram.
All right, so why don't you just put it in her main feed?
Wait, you can't.
It doesn't work like that.
She's got a private. She can't comment.
Oh, it's private.
Yeah,
okay.
She can't comment
on
anything.
All right. Huh.
Yeah, she can't go in and do a comment saying, check your DMs.
Right. What can she do?
Venmo her or try and, you can always.
I mean, we do have his, we have their address, we think. So I could send a letter.
Old school.
Wow. Yeah, you got plenty of options here. Singing Telegram?
Edible arrangement?
I mean, you could pay for a service like Spokio and look him up and then find out who else is at that address and find her phone number that way and text her. If she hasn't removed her, if you can remove information from those services, which I recommend everyone go on and remove your information because, like, your phone number is out
there.
Shut
up, Cassie.
Yeah, Tommy can.
I'm sorry. People need to know.
Hey, Autumn, Tommy can help you with that. He's already, he knows exactly how to use all that.
Secret weapon.
Yeah. And nobody listens anymore. Don't worry about it. So we can try to get her phone number and you can hit her directly That would probably work pretty damn good.
Yeah, because I want to be able to text her, but I'm from originally from Maine, so I have a 207 area code.
Uh-huh.
So I don't want to text her. So I'm like, how do I message her and not sound like I'm just someone from India? I don't know.
All right, let's put you on hold. I'll get you in touch with Tommy. He'll do the Spokio thing for you. We'll get a phone number and we can text her for you. What a mess of a night, though.
I mean,
wow. The most embarrassing thing for this guy is that he got this hammered off of Cosmos.
That's what Philly cheesesteak in a tub.
The worst. All right, Autumn, hold on 1 second. I'll get Tommy on with you and we'll follow up with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, go get him.
The Burt Show.